Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Hurton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Joan.
Good morning. It's Mary Lou. I'm having a little trouble this morning loading the slides. I'll be right there. Is Monty? Yep. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's Monty.
Hey, Monty.
Hello. How's everybody this morning?
Pretty good. I'm thinking about putting a cup of coconut oil and a cup of potato head chocolate chips, melting them and putting them in ice cube trays. I thought about that all weekend, you know, and I just never got to the grocery store to get the chocolate chips, but I have a thing with chocolate, I mean, really.
Well, you know, it's one way of taking your coconut oil.
Oh, right. I mean, gosh, I have to.
Well, even particularly with children or people that, you know, that maybe don't like swallowing coconut oil or whatever, it's just another way.
Oh, I love it. I love the taste. I'm about to go get my blood work done, so I'm, and all of that, I mean, I in general, didn't eat as many carbs as they said in the past, but I'm going to be very interested to see what my blood levels are.
Yeah, I'd be interested in knowing what your high, your good cholesterol levels have done, if they've gone up.
Right, because even with really good eating, I could not get above 35 for my HDL. I just couldn't. Everything else came real low, you know, but I could not get my good cholesterol up. And I'm like, you know, swimming three times a week, you know, so, gosh, you know, it's not physical exercise. And digging the garden, so I don't understand what the deal is. I don't swim three times a week anymore on account of chlorine, but.
Yeah, I've wondered about that chlorine.
I was spending an hour, you know, in the water. And the skin does absorb it. And I was itching all over and stuff like that, you know, which is chlorine related. And I don't know.
I'm having trouble loading slides this morning.
Okay, go ahead. When you're, chlorine, you know, it's just like when it comes out of the shower. It's amazing how I have a friend that, her family has a sort of disease, and it's in their lungs, and it always ends up taking them sooner or later as they can get on, you know. And she used to go to the pool every day, and I kept saying to her, you know what, you know, do you feel that might not possibly have an effect on your lung problems? Not that it's going to cure your genetic situation,
right,
but you know, do you feel the possibility that that wouldn't be like, you know, like chlorine does
become
a gas, that's what it is. The blood median, she finally quit going, but I don't think it was because of me. I think it was because her condition got so bad that the doctor said she didn't have that many.
Huh.
Hey, you guys, tell me what you see on the screen. Can you tell me, Monty? Are you on?
Yeah, thumbnails and the picture, the main picture. So the thumbnails are there.
You mean these things down the side?
Yes.
These little things.
They call them fishing scales, or scales and fish.
Okay, so now what?
It's a big green mark at the bottom.
Oh, dear.
Just go for it. Don't worry about it.
Well, I just want to know. Good morning.
Sorry,
what was that?
I missed it.
I don't know what the heck went wrong here this morning, but now I know why Ruth gets frustrated sometimes with this WebEx. Maybe I didn't get enough sleep. Yesterday was the last day of the month, and I was up kind of late. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Lifestyle Call. Don't know if there's anything on the screen or not. But we our mission here. No, it's gone, isn't it, Monty?
Yes.
Shoot.
That's okay.
Well, our mission, well, I have to be able to read it anyway. Our mission is to have a healthier lifestyle and to teach other people how to have a healthier lifestyle. And so on Monday, I like to go through and review what the important things are for helping us to stay healthy, and Ruth has set up a wonderful 10 points that we should all strive for, and like many of us have said on the call, if you're new to the call, if you just make one or two little changes, you know, for a few days, and then, you know, increase by making a third change or whatever, eventually we all will, with each step, we're going to become healthier. So by starting with the first thing is because our body is, what, 75% to 80% water, and we definitely need to be hydrated. Most people don't realize that they're dehydrated, and that is, I think, number one key is to make sure that we're drinking enough water. All systems in our body need water to work. Excuse me, our brain, especially, I said my brain. I think I need some this morning. Okay, so how much water should we drink? Well, we've always been told we should have at least eight-ounce glasses. But, you know, in all the information that we've gotten from these wonderful health style calls, we're finding out that it's important that we drink half of our body weight in water. And so a lot of us, even on the call, we're not drinking enough water. And, of course, we recommend PiMag water because it's the healthiest water that you can possibly put into your body. I'm going to say one reason is because we all are faced with so many toxins all the time, and that puts our body in an acidic environment. And I'm talking about toxins in the air, toxins in water, toxins in our food, toxins everywhere. And so that puts our body in an acidic environment. And by drinking our PiMag water, which has an alcalinity level of 8.5 to 9.5, that will help to get our body back in the more normal or neutral state. Okay? So we want to stay, you know, keep our body around the 7.5 we'd like. And so drink lots of PiMag water. Myself, in order to keep track, I keep pennies on the counter. I know how many ounces are in my glass, and I just move a penny from one side of the dish to another. Each time that I get a glass of water. So that way I can keep track. And I got to tell you, it's hard. I have to drink a lot of water. I live in Arizona, and Monty told one of the calls that if you live in a hot place or if you're out there, you do a lot of exercise, you need to add another quart. Monty, what were that? Didn't you tell us that it's like our body needs 2.5 quarts a day just to operate?
Yes, one of the things I saw was 2.4 quarts just in order to the body to have its normal functions from breathing to just metabolism to everything. Just
okay.
To not dehydrate.
Okay, so and that's 2.5 quarts, and so we're going to need at least 3.5 probably if we're moving around at all.
Like you said, particularly those that have in warmer weather. Us up here, we might be able to cheat just a little bit. I don't know. Sorry, Mary Lou.
No, thank you. Well, you know, this 8 ounce servings is 64 ounces, so even that, maybe that should be 8 10-ounce servings. Hmm. 6 to 4 ounces, it'd be 2 quarts. Okay. And then sleep. Thank goodness I sleep on a Nikon sleep system, because then when I don't get my required 7 to 8 hours, at least I know I'm getting into our deep sleep. So we have found that, well, Nikon's always, their foundational product's always been a sleep system. They've known the importance of sleep. And we've known people who had just, when they managed to get on a sleep system and started getting a good night's sleep, that they started not changing anything else in their life. They just lost some weight. So that must be showing a sign that this is very, very healthy for us. Exercise, and I'm a nut for this, and probably the reason is because for most of my life I haven't exercised. And so, but since we moved to Arizona, I would say 9.5 months out of the year I can get out and walk. There's 2.5 months that I pretty much have to stay inside or find water walking in the pool, as Joan was talking about. And I walk around the edge of the pool for about 30 minutes when it's really, really, really hot. We cover all of our nutritionals, and we cover those on many of our other calls. By the way, is everybody on this call aware of that new pack? Have we talked about that? I get confused because we do the Thursday night call. Have we talked about the pack right now that you can order from Nikon?
Essentials pack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is a great buy, especially for a brand new consultant, but basically anybody, even those of us that have been in for a while, if we buy that new Kenson Essentials pack for the $362 and then get ourselves an auto ship for 12 months of $150 a month, then they're going to give us back $368 in Nikon bonus bucks after the 1 year. So that is that's a great deal. For a new consultant, they get it 50% off, $161. Okay, journaling. And I have to tell you, I've really fallen down on this. I don't understand why I am falling back. I have it printed out. I don't make it the whole week keeping track, even though it's laying right out on my desk. So I'm going to make the commitment that this week is going to be more walking and more journaling. All right, so that's your 5 points, half of your points right there. Drinking enough water, getting your good sleep, exercising for 30 minutes, and that can be 3 10-minute spurts, 2 15-minute spurts, or a 30-minute spurt or more. And the main thing is get moving and taking your nutritionals and journaling. And mainly the journaling is, how did you feel after you ate that? Right, jot down what it is you have. Mine's pretty simple. It'll fit in these little yellow boxes because I abbreviate it. But having your 3 meals, healthy meals a day, body balance shake and your nutritionals. Most of us have that at least once. And then a couple of healthy snacks. And that's the additional 5 points. So if you do all those things, you've got a perfect 10 days. Any questions? Okay.
Mary Lou, I just wanted to say, I don't know if any of you have looked at the DVD, which is called Food Matters. You can probably see it somewhere on the YouTube. But at any rate, it's a nutritional health whatever. And they recommended, just in the course of what they were talking about, drinking the first thing you do in the morning. Now, this would be, of course, after we do our coconut swishing, okay, is to drink a liter of water. And they explain the importance of doing that before you eat anything in terms of digestion and functioning, enzymes and all kinds of other stuff. And I did this morning, and I am thirsty in the morning, okay, and I did it. And I'm telling you, it was a piece of cake. It was a piece of cake to drink a giant amount of water. And I felt so much better while I was fixing my celery. So, I mean, my celery, my cereal. I had cereal this morning. So anyway, I want to suggest it, you know, just those of you, you know, try it one day. What's going to happen? You know, and see if that doesn't make a great big difference.
Thank you. And let's see, a liter of water, isn't that about 33 ounces or something?
Yeah, something like, I don't know. These are English, you know, English people. I think of it as a quart. So, you know, a little less than a quart. Hey, drink a whole Nikon bottle full. I mean, how much does a sports bottle care hold?
Isn't it 20 ounces, you guys?
Right.
Yeah, so drink the whole thing.
Yeah, good point. And, you know, I have done that in the past. I'm writing it down right now because it really is a good way to start your day. My goodness, after we've been in bed and, you know, we haven't had any water, I don't know about you guys, I wake up feeling pretty dry, but that is a good thing. Joan, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's fight for having a big, huge glass of water before anything else, after we coconut oil swish. Okay, there's a great point. Anything else? Anybody else have anything they want to add about that? Okay, balancing our meals. We need to use these charts. Bruce has gone to a lot of trouble to make sure that these charts are made out for us so that it shows us what is most alkaline and which are the most acidic foods. And each one of these little blocks on the food chart tells us what a serving size would be. Now, is it still showing up on the screen, Monty?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, for instance, like one serving of your raw vegetables, a very alkaline thing would be your lettuce, your romaine lettuce, arugula, butterhead. But you know what? You can have 10 cups of that as one serving. So I don't think any of us, well, some of us might, would eat that much lettuce at a time. But the point is to, you know, I like to have a rule of thumb is to put as many, you know, a variety of things in our salad so that we don't get bored. And, of course, Joan would say, let's juice some of this stuff. And Joan, I have to admit, I have not gotten my juicer yet, but we even talked about it late last night, Larry and I.
Oh, listen, it is, so you will not, honestly, you will not drink any other fluid other than Pimac water and juice. Think of organic juices that have filtered the water, okay? And that's your water. That's what you'll drink. You'll go back and forth between Pimag and vegetable juices. You know, the end of coffee, blah, 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 blah.
Good.
And you won't gain weight, and you will flood your body with nutrition. Flood it. Not just, you know, sprinkle some on. You'll be flooding your body.
Okay. If you said I won't gain weight, but how about losing weight?
Well, what happened with me is I lost 2 pounds a week, week after week after week after week after week until it just stopped.
Okay.
Your body will get a balance. I guess your body just gets a balance. And
okay.
And I had lost, I was once physically pretty active. I had lost muscle mass, which I didn't realize, you know, from just not being all that active. And I think I still should maybe lose another 10 pounds to be my real, or 15 pounds to be my fighting weight. But I don't have the muscle. I don't have muscle. So apparently muscle weighs more than fat or something. I don't know. Anyway, I am slowly losing a little bit, maybe a pound a month, you know, instead of 2 pounds a week. But it was just physiology.
That's okay. We all know that a slow loss is better than, you know,
yeah.
If it comes off slow, it's probably going to stay off.
I drink at least a gallon of, well, no, maybe 3 quarts of carrots and apples, you know, carrot and apple juice, let's say. You know, sometimes lemon, a little lemon, ginger, that kind of stuff in it. You know, a day, a gallon. Okay, that would be like, it's about 15 pounds of vegetables a day. You know, and lettuce, you know, just put the lettuce in. You know, put your green drink, you know, your jade stuff, powders, you know.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Okay, well, you must have a garden.
I do, and I'm worried about how I'm going to, yes, I do have a garden.
Okay, well, and that's a good point, because Dr. Blaylock says that we should eat at least 10 servings of nutrient-dense fruits and vegetables each day. And he says for loose vegetables such as lettuce, 1 cup equals a serving. But for denser vegetables such as broccoli, 1/2 cup is a serving. And it shows, studies have shown that for people under the age of 70, 10 servings is optimal. But for people over 70, 15 servings are beneficial. And, boy, this is one time I wish I lived down the street from my mother, because I would be able to get a lot of good food into her. She's not going to do that. She will not do it now. But this is, because this is a lot of fruits and vegetables to eat every day, I recommend blenderizing at least some of your vegetables so you can drink them. This also greatly improves the nutrient absorption. And then Joan also has added about the juicing. So, boy, that would be an easier way for us to get all of those vegetables.
And be honest, who on this call has eaten a beet in the last 3 weeks?
I know.
Beets? I'm telling you, you put beet, a whole beet in, you know, 2 carrots and 2 apples, you know, and a little lemon juice. You put that through a juicer, and you say, oh, my gosh, this is good. This is so good. I mean, you give it to your neighbors, it tastes so good.
Would you say 2 beets and 2 apples and ginger?
Well, I put balance-wise, you know, I say two big carrots, okay, 1 beet and 1 whole apple. Now, that's not, that's not worth washing your juicer out for, okay? You better make a quart or 2 quarts of juice when you get your juicer out, because you have to wash it, you know? And besides, you'll drink it by the end of the day, you know, particularly, and if you're living with somebody, you better make more than 2 quarts, okay? Anyway, but the balance is, you know, handfuls of it. Less beets than carrots and apples, okay? That's it. Less beets than carrots and apples. So, like, 1 pound of apples, 1 pound of carrots, 1/2 pound of beets, some lemon juice, that just makes everybody sparkle. And I put ginger in because I like the taste of ginger.
Okay. Good.
It really is good.
I mean, you're making me thirsty right now just talking about this.
I already have a liter of water. Okay. Did anybody see the thing that's been floating around in the news? Russians have refused the growth GMO corn in Russia, and here we're having this big fight here that we want to be able to control or be able to know exactly what's in our food. Well, I thought that was really interesting that they refused any of that Monsanto corn in Russia. You're seeing some of the research with the tumors and everything.
Yeah.
Monty sent me this wonderful, I just send this out, Monty, this wonderful shopping guide for non-GMO shopping guide.
Ooh.
How to eat food, genetically modified organisms. And it came from, I think you got it from Dr. Mercola's site or something, didn't you, Monty?
I believe that's where it was, one of his articles that he was talking about GMO foods.
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful, it's about 15 pages maybe, but maybe we can send the link out or somehow try to
Yes, fruit, yes.
But one of the things, crops, number one, is bio-organic. Certified organic products are not allowed to contain any GMOs. So when you purchase these products, 100% organic or made with organic ingredients, all ingredients in these products are not allowed to be produced from GMOs. For example, products labeled as made with organic ingredients only require 70% of the ingredients to be organic. But 100% must be non-GMO. So tip number two, look for non-GMO labels. Some of these may voluntarily label products as non-GMO, while others spell out made without genetically modified. Products that carry the non-GMO product seal have third-party verification as being in compliance with GMO project standards for GMO avoidance. What are the numbers there on the vegetable or fruits and vegetables as we're going through the store? If it starts with a 9,
correct.
That means it's organic. Is that correct?
Correct. A 9.
What is that 8? I forgot.
I don't know, but most of the non-organics, you know, vegetables and fruits are 4s. You know, apples are 4s, but 9, just 9.
Okay, make sure that the little tag, that it starts with a 9, that means that it is organic.
Organic. And I, you know, some people will pick up an apple that's an organic one, and they walk around the corner, and there's a non-organic one for 50 cents less a pound, and they set their organic down. So if it doesn't have a sticker on it, I don't get it, because I've seen people do that. So I'm just...
Good point. Okay, so tip three, avoid at-risk ingredients. Avoid products made with any of the crops that are GM. Most GM ingredients are products made from the big 4. Corn, soybeans, canola, and cottonseed. And they're used in processed foods. Some of the most common genetically engineered big 4 ingredients in processed foods are corn, which is cornmeal, corn flour, oil, starch, gluten, and syrup. Corn sweeteners such as fructose, dextrose, and glucose, and modified food starch. The second one is soy, which is soy flour, lecithin, protein, isolate, and isoflavone, and vegetable oil and vegetable protein. The other one to avoid canola oil, also called rapeseed oil. And then cottonseed oil. Those are at risk ingredients. Does anybody happen to know the deal on the liquid sugar? Somebody on this said they were going to look up the difference there in sugars. Gal the other day that was demonstrating some kind of a good tasting smoothie thing in Sam's, and I said, can I look at the label? And it said there was liquid sugar in there, and she told me that it's the opposite effect of sugar. But when I looked at the label, a couple of the words ended in os, which warning to me. And so it just meant to me it was sugar. So it must have been some kind of told the poor girl about the marketing. So anyway, make a long story short, she's been invited to my house for our next lifestyle or our lifestyle dinner and make a presentation next. So
good.
She's been interested in health.
Liquid sugar, one of the best restaurants here in town, that's what they have, is that people ask for sugar, they bring them the liquid sugar. I never heard of it before, but it's Dima's, one of the best restaurants we have, and that makes me wonder now where they get their sugar, but that's what they have.
Okay, come on, guys. You know, what do I think about? I don't even know about it, okay? The truth is, I don't know about it, but
we just need to stop eating it, okay? I mean, we're trying to do everything we can to keep eating it, and we just really ought to quit it. Don't you think we ought to quit it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrible, you know, it's horrible, you know. We're going to have to cook a whole bunch of it, but by and large, just quit it.
Yes,
good point. Good point.
But we need to know if somebody is out there selling people
right.
something that says that it's liquid sugar and making them think it's a health food. It's not health food. Not.
Right.
All right, tip 4, buy products listed in the shopping guide, which we'll send out to you guys. So there was there for the day. I think everybody pretty much knows things. I can't even see a clock. I have my computer so fouled up this morning, I don't even know what time it is. Can somebody help me? Oh, I got 7:30.
You want to know a little bit about liquid sugar? Liquid sugar is nothing more than regular sugar,
water?
Which is white or brown sugar mixed with water.
That's what I thought. Up on the computer.
Naturally.
And then they'll sell you toasted sugar. And then they'll sell you boiled sugar. And then they'll sell you...
I know. Isn't it wonderful to be with a company with Neekin, like Neekin, with our body balance shake, that they go the extra mile and sweeten with stevia, natural, things that are healthy for us. So, but we need to be on our toes, and I think that it's good for us to always be learning this stuff. I know I've learned a lot more about food and nutrition since these calls started, just from all the research that everybody that hosts these calls and speaks up and joins these calls. You guys have been absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
There's information, though I have trouble keeping it all in my head. So
I'm experiencing overload myself. I mean, real overload. And I don't think I've experienced overload. I don't ever really remember experiencing it in my life before. So it's too much to master. But it's, you know, hopefully everybody will forget it and we'll do it again. You know, we'll rediscover that liquid sugar is sugar and water.
Liquid sugar is basically sweeter than table sugar, and I think that was Margaret on the phone that talked about it in her restaurant, but it says here that the product may be offered in restaurants as an alternative way to sweeten coffee or tea, and it's actually sweeter than regular sugar.
Right, and we could make it with Pi-Mag water, and then it'd be wetter water, and then it would go into our bodies faster, and we could really, you know, do something.
Increase our insulin.
Yes, let's do that.
I like to tease Margaret. Margaret, can I tell the story about having dinner at your brother's house?
Sure.
Okay. Margaret's got a wonderful brother, and he's got this huge vegetable garden. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wonderful, wonderful food. Anyway, they had me over for dinner, and I was eating this corn. I was just dying for this corn. I have never tasted corn so good in my life. And, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of corn. And I was pretty positive this was very healthy corn because I saw this huge garden. So I said, my gosh, what kind of corn is this? And he said, oh, it's just regular corn. And I said, well, it's so sweet. And he said, oh, well, we put sugar in the water when we cook it. Golly.
Oh,
anyway, so Margaret and I got a big laugh out of that when we got home, didn't we, Margaret?
We did. And you're talking about that restaurant. I mentioned the name because you know it, and know it's a real good one. That's one of their specialties. But I had decided that they shouldn't just be putting sugar and water mixing together. So I thought they did it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to give Margaret a big for being on these calls every day, because, you know, if you look in at these maps and things, or if you read about where, you know, people are not very healthy, that Tennessee always shows up on that list, doesn't it, Margaret?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's always on there. You know, it's not, I wouldn't say it's the least healthy place to live, but I've been there with her, I've worked with her, and people's eyes kind of glaze over when we start talking about health. We used to have, I'd go to Margaret's house and we'd do healthy dinners and invite people in, and they kind of make fun of us, and it's kind of sad. And they can't, in that state, they outlaw naturopaths, and so she's really had a battle there. But
wow.
Boy, I got to give her credit for always being on here,
I learned a lot.
Well, and she wants to take charge of her own health. Imagine if she didn't have these calls. And,
oh, gosh. Who
yeah.
could you talk to? Yeah, I know. You can't talk to, I mean, who cares? And
right.
Worse than that, they poo-poo it, so.
But one of the things in the old, and you go back to medieval times, and back to those days, naturopaths were called witches. And that was the reason that, that people were scared of witches, is because they used potions such as herbs and spices and all that sort of stuff. So I guess naturopath or however you pronounce it, is a better word than witches. You don't get
yeah.
it that way.
Yeah. Well, and if since I've got Margaret on here, maybe she would share with you what happened with the bone health when she went to her doctor and she wanted to take bone health.
First of all, he asked me when I had a bone issue test, and I said, well, it's about time. So anyway, he started telling me about this good medication he had even before he gave me the test, so I was pretty sure I knew what the results would be. And I told him I didn't want to take the Fosamax, but I had this. I had taken my Nikin oxygen with me, and he read it. He said, that sounds, looks good, but I'd like to just take them both. So I thought, well, you know, that's strange. I won't take them both. So anyway, later, I said, time passed, and I said, I think it's time for another bone density test. He said, it's a waste of time, because you won't do what I say anyway. And well, I wanted the bone density test, so I said, well, try and see. So anyway, I had the test, and I received a recording of the results, and it said that you no longer need the medication. What you're doing, he forgot what I was thinking.
If they only knew the truth.
Isn't that a great story?
You know, I think we now know why the health of people in Tennessee is down. It's not because of the coal industry or the pollution or whatever. It's their doctors. They're just not that smart.
It's the doctors. That's not what. Well, my cousin who's an RN said that's not what I was taught in school.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what they taught her.
You know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was really, really cute. Margaret, I don't know if everybody knows your age here, but would you mind sharing?
I'm 83.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
And you know what? I don't know. Well, Margaret's got a great testimony about sleep. She wasn't sleeping. You guys will have to hear that one day. But she's probably with us because Nikin came into her life, because she's just
correct.
Yeah, she's just a very, very dynamic lady, and she's just a great friend. So, but I think it took a lot of courage for her to go to the doctor and ask for a bone density test. He said, no point, because you won't do what I tell you to anyway. Anyway, I love it. Hey, you guys, it's 7:40. I'm sorry you didn't get any slides up. I'll try better in case Ruth isn't here tomorrow. I'll try to figure out what I did wrong. I'll get better sleep tonight.
Did the email that Ruth sent out about 9
o'clock? Oh, no, I don't think it did. Thanks, Monty. We need to tell everybody.
My
wife's not here. She's being a grandma, another grandbaby.
Oh, gosh. So good.
Whitney had her baby on, was it Friday, Monty, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 1:30, 2 o'clock?
The 28th, yeah. Mother's birthday.
Oh, for reals.
Yeah. So, anyway, she's grandma for a few days here helping Whitney with the brand new baby. So, that's very, very exciting. So, miss her on the calls, but...
And tomorrow is what? What is tomorrow?
Tomorrow is terrific Tuesday. Terrific transparent Tuesday.
Right, that's confession time. Okay, see you guys tomorrow.
Okay, thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.